I'm interested to hear how the mobs down there, what their attitude was to the mining companies, because just this weekend we've had the Dreaming Festival in Queensland.
Right. Yep.
And one of the Dreaming Festival's major sponsors this year was Rio Tinto.
Oh, wow.
And a group of local activists had planned to do some kind, not necessarily a protest, but at least try and have a dialogue with the elders on site and maybe with the Queensland Folk Federation, which runs the Dreaming and Woodford. That, I don't know really how that ended up, but it was, it's a sensitive issue because it had the blessing of the elders.
Yeah, right.
But at the same time, we'd like to, have some kind of conversation around...
Well, yeah, so most of these mobs, all the mobs that we catch up with are completely opposed to mining. Look, it's that thing, in the Northern Territory with the waste dumps campaign, there's a divide because there's people who are for it. As far as the waste dumps and Muckaty being the nominated site to put the waste within that, within communities, there's lots of different traditional owners. There's not just, there's a whole bunch, and so therefore it's when some people feel like, well, look, it's the only way I can support my family or can do some good, and kind of a bored out in that respect. There's such a divide created because some people are passionately against it for spirit reasons, cultural reasons, whatever. So it's a hard one. Like, it can cause that massive divide in communities.
Obviously, it's an area where there's plenty of uranium and obviously plenty of mining going on, so I guess that's how people in that country have come to have a bit more of an opinion about it maybe than what maybe people in Queensland do, for instance.
Yeah, completely, that's right. That's just it. Like, these people don't have a choice. Uranium's there. They know there's massive deposits. Like, there's more deposits like in Northern Territory that aren't actually mines yet, but they're at that stage of exploration, like the Angela Pamela deposit. Yeah, so they basically, the mining companies are just looking for places where they can make a buck. But it's that thing, like, it's not actually a very profitable industry. The export of uranium, for instance, our cheese export is better for our economy than it is for our uranium. So
is that right? Wow.
That's right, yeah.
Do the world a favour, eat cheese and don't mind
uranium. Yeah, that's right. Leave it in the ground. I don't know. Yeah, the massive thing as well, like, that we look at campaigning is, well, the biggest two factors that we think are significant is the racism that's involved with uranium mining, and it's also the proliferation of uranium for weapons, basically, are the two biggest issues.
How did people participating in the tour... How did they react seeing, the beauty of these amazing landscapes and the Australian outback and coming into contact with the cultures in the country down there, and then sort of coming up something which is the complete opposite in my view, something so hideous like a open cut uranium mine? Did it have a big effect on people, do you think?
Yeah, it had a massive effect. That's it. People really moved. Like, so it wasn't until day three, I think it was, that we went actually to Roxby on the mine tour. So, it'd been quite sort of, subtle or whatever before then. Until you go to the mine, you hear when they've come back and they're like all amped up. They're like, my God, those guys, like, are they delusional? Or, and they've seen, and the questions they've asked, they've had answered. And, whether they're answered truthfully or not, they come back completely worked up and emotional, and it's great because they get that side of things. Like, they get going to the mines is great for that sort of inspiring passion, and then hearing, like, and having opportunities to speak one-on-one with the elders and hearing the struggle, like the side where, look, this is not fair, like, completely, they are like, wow, there's more passion again. They come back to town, like, say, back to their cities, this and that. We've already started a small working group up to help out the Adnamutna elders group, like, things like that. People come back inspired from the RAD tour, inspired to campaign, because once you've seen the contrast between how amazing it is out there and once you've seen what it does to our people, the Aboriginal people, there's kind of no choice, that thing of like, wow, I've seen that, I can't ignore that. So, yeah, it's really, that that trip is really good for getting inspired, having first-hand experience. Like, we had people this year, we had a French journalist, so radio kind of stuff, who did lots and lots of one-on-one interviews.
Oh, great.
With people. We had someone who's like a children's book author who is going to get inspired. We had artists like who are going to get inspired. So people, in their own way, can contribute to the campaign against uranium, you know, in their own ways. It doesn't mean you have to come to the meetings and, you know, and do that kind of weekly thing, but it means they're inspired, and that kind of will show in their, you know, in what they like to do.
Is it every year that you do the RAD tour, or
yep.
is it sort of... Okay, so there will be yep. one happening in 2010.
Yep, and there's also in 2010 there's going to be a Northern Territory exposure tour, which is going to be organised by ALEC, which is Arrowlands Environment Centre in Alice Springs. So, yeah, so get in contact with them, mob about that. It's really cool. Nat Worsley is going to be heading that one.
Okay.
She's campaign cool. against the waste dumps.
And if people want to get any more information about the RAD tour, where can you point them to?
Yeah, so there, of course, there's the FOE website, which is www.foe.org.au, and there's links to like the Anti-Uranium Collective's webpage. There's also a Facebook site, which has always got stuff coming up. But yeah, so it's, you know, I think for us, we're not sure if we're going to... We might try and pop a small one in towards the end of the year as well, like a smaller kind of group. We've always got ideas like that coming up in our heads, but, you know, definitely next year again there'll be one.